Yeah, okay, okay. And I think actually, because there's a few things coming together here, right? There's the fact there's union alums, current union students, union alum including Chris Hartmeyer. We've got people directly involved with United Farm Workers. We've got people who have organized with farm workers out here on the East Coast, not with the United Farm Workers, but are direct. And, you know, everybody who's involved with the Poverty Initiative is involved with this broad network of organizations, grassroots organizations, poor people's groups, some of them labor, some of them around housing and things like that, that are wrestling with a lot of similar kind of things. And so,
I think some of the things that are being wrestling with are in this latter part of the discussion too, but we should, you know.
I think if people introduce themselves, they better do it briefly, or we'll use up the rest of our time.
Well, I'll introduce myself, but I also want to say thank you. I'm Richard Witt. I'm the director of Rural Migrant Ministry here in New York. Having been there since 1991. And I want to say thank you to you and to all that have been involved in this, because you're describing a lot of things that were 40 or so years ago, and yet you could be describing what's happening today. Lock, stock, and barrel. And the thank you is to say, for those of us that are involved in these movements here in New York today, that we've learned so much from you, and mostly, or chief of which, is what it means to be an ally. And I'm very grateful for learning, because it's very easy, I think, sometimes in the church to take control and be the know-it-all. And so learning from you about what it means to stand with has been a valuable lesson that we've tried to implement every day. So thank you.
It was easy for us in a way.
Too easy.
Well, that part makes me jealous.
No. I mean, it was a movement that had its natural credibility, and a leader who had his natural credibility, and we followed.
Right, but I'm going to come back and say I think it's important, especially for the young people who are doing this now, to also get to some of the other more difficult issues about being too close, and the questions that arose later on, because that's a piece of the story too, and
definitely
that was harder. But those are the kinds of issues that I'm sure people are struggling with as well. Someone do introductions?
Yes, do them quick, or we'll all be done.
Right.
I'm just Phil Farnham, and I graduated here in 64, and went out to farm thing. And I just want to say, I've gone a little different way. I'm not a revolutionary communist. I'm not a minister. I consider Chris dear friend and a mentor, but we were very blind, and that comes out very clearly. I left in 67 to do Vietnam summer and 13 later, I never went back. I left, but things were there in those 3 years I was there. I was there for the best years, best years. And it's played a big role in my becoming a revolutionary communist, because I learned what the world was like.
I'm Maya Drake, Matt's wife, and I get to meet Jim Drake, and he was a wonderful man.
Matt Drake, my dad graduated from here in 62, I think. I was born about 6 months before Phil's oldest daughter. I call him a Presbyterian, and just gestated in the halls here. I've never been happier until today, so I decided to come down and get inside to the library.
How old were you when you were last here?
3 months. 3 months old. My brother came back last summer, but we couldn't get in because there's nobody that shows around. So now we're determined to get in. But, yeah. My mom was, Susan Drake was Cesar Chavez's secretary for several years. Experience. 2001 on Labor Day. And at the time, he was working in Boston and South Bronx for the Industrial Areas Foundation, which also trained Obama. Mentioned, founded by Solomon's Good Movement. If any of you are interested in that kind of organizing, there's a whole bunch of stuff.
This is the union
tension
that we're talking
about. I'm Glenn Biersey. I graduated here in 1970. Susan was here at the same time. I'm a seminary. We lived here. And we were with farm workers from 72 to 75.
Mm-hmm. You took photos, right? It's a photographer, right?
My name is Richard Cook. I worked with Chris and the farm worker ministry for about 11 years, from 72 to 83.
My name's Bruce Hansen. I graduated from Union in 1961 when I was working for the National Council of Churches, Commission on Religion and Race. Jim Drake called to badger us to get people and money into the fight in California. We were focused mainly on the South at that point. I've been with the National Farm Worker Ministry in one form or another for the meeting that we had last week. I'm George Todd. I'm not sure how to identify myself. I'm retired. My wife went to Union Seminary, and I was a pastor at East Harlem Protestant Parish in the group ministry there from the beginning of the 50s, and we were there for 10 years. Over the 20 years of the parish, something over 400 Union Seminary students did their field work with us in East Harlem, among whom sitting over here. And after that, I had so much checkered career after East Harlem. We worked for 4 years in Asia to work with churches on the issue of the migration of rural people into the cities. In some countries, the cities had increased to 5 times in population in 15 years.
I can't do it.
From rural agricultural to urban industrial, in what ways, what shapes could the church take? By that time, I was learning from Krista. I worked for 10 years during the decade of the 60s with responsibility for the urban office for the Presbyterians nationally. And the urban office had a continual work with the boycott and stuff, because the boycotts were in the cities. And of course, Chris and I continued our friendship. And then for 10 years.
I'm sorry to cut you off. I don't mean to cut you off, but I think just so we can
come
around. Thanks, though. Thank you.
John Allsort, a London for 1970, friends of Richard and Barbara Cook. My wife and I boycotted grapes.
So you were alive?
Yes.
You were born?
Yes.
Well, we're going all the way around, are we?
I mean, you know, just really quick, and I think.
I'm Blair, I'm also a student here. Crystal, first year of Viv. I'm Sarah, I'm a student. Susie, I'm a student.
Speak up.
Susie, student.
Not just you, everybody.
I'm Rachel, I'm a student.
My name's Vanessa, I'm a third year end of student here at Union.
I'm Yuli, and I'm a third year end of, and I work studying with the Parking Initiative.
Juan Morales, student here and pastor in the city.
Seth Farber, student here.
Hello, everyone. Nikosi Anderson, second year student here and intern with the Poverty Initiative as well.
I'm Michelle Blankenship. I'm Miriam's publicist.
She wanted to come hear me talk, but she didn't realize it was really going to be the Christian.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We've got the wall.
Back row.
Dorothy Bass, visiting professor this semester, 72 alum, Boy Cotter.
I'm James, I'm an AmeriCorps volunteer living in the area.
I'm Rachel, I'm a community member.
first poverty initiative immersion a few years back.
Sharon and poverty initiative and graduated from Union in 2007.
Billy Baptist, working with the poverty initiative and on the board.
I'm Alex Webb, and I work at the poverty initiative, and I'll boycott whatever these folks are.
I'm Liz Theo Harris, and this is Sophia. I graduated my MDiv from Union in 04. I'm a current PhD student, and I work at the poverty initiative, and I grew up not ever eating grapes. My family decided about 5 years ago that we could start eating grapes again.
There's, I meet people all the time who still don't eat grapes.
Right.
All right, so we're getting to a more difficult point, and you talk about this any way you want.
What's that? Well, after the law passed, things changed. I was still the director of the National Farm Worker Ministry. And by the way, the relationship with Caesar during those years, those 20 years of the migrant ministry and the National Farm Worker Ministry when I was the director, were like excellent. He knew we were a separate organization. He knew we had a separate constituency, a separate budget. He knew we had our own financial issues. He never expected us to do anything if he didn't ask. He called and he asked.
And you never said no.
He says I never said no.
Right.
And I probably never did say no, but I did at times negotiate. Well, Chris, you know, like, this is a Friday night, right? How many clergy can you get here on Monday morning? You know, to Coachella. I said, well, I don't know. Caesar, he says, well, how about 25? I said, no, that's not going to happen. I said, well, I'll do my best. So.
But whenever he introduced you, he would say, Chris Hartmeyer has been there. He has never said no, and he has never asked for anything in return. There has never been a moment when he expected anything in return. And that was how he always talked about you.
And that's true. That's true. And. Anyway, that was kind of the nature of our relationship and why there was like mutual respect. But then in 1981, I left as director of the National Farm Worker Ministry and moved. My wife and I moved to the union headquarters at La Paz, and I became another staff person. And so it was different from that time on. It was different. But what was really different was this change going on. In the union, which caused some people were, you know, basically tossed out of the union, and Caesar seemed to me at the time to be kind of like trying things out that would take the place of his natural instincts for fighting the nonviolent fight, and I concluded. In that period, later on, I concluded that he had kind of lost confidence, some confidence in his leadership, because he didn't exactly know how to lead a union in this new circumstance. And
sorry, this is Jim Drake's wife, Miriam Levan.
Oh, Miriam! Hi.